TJ played
77.
77,
yeah.
Is that a little too much, or how do you think?
Like I said last week, we continue every game. We'll look at how to, every game's different, but that was a heavy load for him. We would never see probably many games where he'd carry more than that. But he's proven, and I think, you know, we've recognized it. I hope you have as well, that he is a guy that can handle an every down back role. He's been real consistent in his pass protection. He's been good in his, obviously, in route running, and it felt like he got stronger as a runner as the game went on. So it was encouraging, but you would look at that and say, yeah, we'll back off a little bit and aware of the 16-game schedule and the number of touches he has each game.
Follow up on that. How impressed were you with his pass pro?
Very impressed. Most of it for the young players, in my experience and in our experience as a staff, is that the hardest part for them is the mental part of it, and he's done a great job with that. I think, you know, one of the questions I think coming out of college was whether or not that he could handle it physically, but we've seen that from him, and that's where we've been really the biggest pleasant surprise for us is how he's handled it physically.
How did AJ Can do?
Good, you know, for, you know, again, the player that we had drafted, and we had targeted him. I know the scouting department had targeted him early in that draft, hoping he would fall to us, and it was his first start, obviously, in there. But he held his own. There were a couple of mental errors there and a couple of things communication-wise inside that he'll get better at. But we're pleased with how physical he is and how stout he is inside, and I think he'll just continue to get better.
There's no key still sidelined. Looks like Washington and Walters have.
Yeah, other guys will get opportunities. You know, Tony Washington came in last week, but also, you know, we've been able to, you know, get Alan Hearns, who's been a big part of it, but there are some things in throughout the game that they started to move Vontae Davis, you know, with Allen Robinson, so it opened up some things for Alan Hearns, and you know, it's given him more opportunities as well, and so that's part of it, you know, with Marquise. Like I said, coming into the thing, he's been limited, so we've always kind of prepped for not having him, and some of the other guys had a chance to step up.
Walters and Washington, how do you judge them? What do you look
for? Yeah, I think in their role, when they came in initially, certainly they had to have flexibility. They had to be able to play all three positions, and they've both shown that they can do that. So they're very intelligent players. And Walters is a little bit more of a slot, where Tony is more of the outside receiver, gives a little bit more of a deep ball threat. But they're both solid, dependable players.
There's never just one thing in the red zone issue. Yeah. What's the main thing that's really preventing the success down there?
Really, it's been execution more than anything. I think we're 0-for-5 on third downs in the red zone, and so we've got to clean that up. Execution part of it right now, and we'll continue to look at different ways as far as schematically as to what we're doing down there. I think we're targeting the right people when we look at the scheme, but the execution part's got to clean up.
What kind of challenge does McCoy present?
Tremendous. You know, certainly we've got a couple of defensive tackles on the schedule this year that are tremendous players. That he's right at the top there, and very disruptive player. So he's someone that you have to count for in both the run game and the pass game.
And what do you see now their secondary?
Well, they're getting some guys back. So they've had some injuries, and it sounds like they're getting some players back in the secondary that we haven't seen much of on tape. But so they've been playing a number of different players back there in the back end. But as it sounds right now, they're going to have their starters back, so it'll be a challenge for us there.
Your red zone offense last year in Oakland was the best in the league.
Yeah, I just think
skis must be okay, I guess.
No, I think every team's different, and I really believe right now we would say we're not yet obviously where we need to be. We've played some tremendous football in the first halves of the games that we've played, and we have not come out and done that in the second half. And part of that is the red zone scoring. We look at where we're at. You know, we're pretty consistent somewhere in the middle of the pack, which certainly we have higher standards than that. But the one area that we're not is scoring offense. And so it's our job, obviously, as a coaching staff to find those playmakers that can get the ball in the end zone and devise schemes for them to get them into the end zone. So it's a constant, you know, conversation within the system here for us of finding ways to score points, because that's what our job is. And I think, you know, we need to be up there where all the other areas are. We need to be up there in scoring offense at least. So we'll continue to work at that. I think we're very close. I do believe that. I think the you know, there's belief in the players, and I think we're close. So, you know, we'll see how this second quarter of the season goes. But we've evaluated everything, and we do evaluate after certainly after every game. But we've been able to evaluate the first quarter, and that's certainly an area that we'll put some emphasis on.
Julius, the quarterback has to will the team to victory. How does he do that?
I think that's part of the position, obviously, you know, for any great player. And he strives to be great. He strives to be a great player. And that's a very admirable quality to have in your quarterback, and certainly one that you need in a winning organization. And he's got to feel that I will carry this team on my shoulders, and it is coming. Like I said, if you look at, and again, we've got to finish out some games, but his starts have been impressive through four games, and now we've got to do a better job of planning in the second half so he can continue that success through the second half of games.
Jokel's first full game was last week. How did he grade out?
Yeah, he did well. You know, we didn't see any lingering effects from the ankle, and that was probably the most positive, is that he looked healthy out there, looked fresh, and, you know, did some good things. So, again, he'll continue to hopefully get better as we move forward.
How did Julius look today in practice?
You know, he's running around out there again. To me, he kind of looked the same as he did last week. We had him in a red jersey last week running around. He ran around again today. But he, you know, he looks, you know, he's an impressive player when he's running. And obviously it's been a hand injury. So, he looked fantastic in his route running and what he's doing out there.
He
so we're excited him. Had a little few catches today. Yeah. He was able to do that a little bit today. So.
Against the Colts, you did really well in the first half with the play action. What made you move away from that in the second half?
Well, we continued. You know, we missed a shot opportunity in the second half, so we still had some opportunities. We had a breakdown in protection in the second half. We had both, one of them we just missed the throw in the second half. The other one had a breakdown in the protection, and he had to throw it out of bounds, which is, again, it's execution there.
Toby was hurt for a while. You thinking of bringing back him and Tyson red zone?
Yeah, we'll continue with those two. And that's good because we think they're a good combination. They were a good combination through training camp and the preseason. And as far as short yardage tandem, both of them, you know, excelled in those roles. And so, you know, both those guys have been practicing in those roles.
What's the Levante Davis, great linebacker for them? What stands out about how he's
great speed, and both their linebacker core is, you know, very aggressive and very fast and athletic, much like Telvin here, you know. So we've got someone good here that we have to go against every day that are very similar in type of players that they are. So both very athletic and very fast.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. Thanks.